Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, Jesus, answering, said to his disciples, "Have the faith of God. Here, have the faith of God. Amen. I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, 'Be thou removed and be cast into the sea,' and shall not stagger in his heart, but believe that whatsoever he has said shall be done, it shall be done unto him. Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you ask when ye pray, believe that you shall receive, and they shall come unto you." The Gospel of the Lord. Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe that you shall receive, and they shall come unto you. My dear friends, last Saturday we talked about the souls in purgatory, and I gave you some teachings on the various things that we can do for the souls in purgatory, what we can do to help the souls in purgatory. Now today, I found in my files this revelation of a soul of souls in purgatory by a particular woman, a seer, who was given these visions of purgatory. She titles it Journey into Purgatory, Insight into the Sufferings of Purgatory. Now, what do we know about purgatory? We know a lot from the teachings of various saints and so on. One thing St. Thomas Aquinas says is that this pain in purgatory is so severe, it's unlike any pain we could have on earth. So that gives us a little taste, foretaste of what purgatory is like, all right? The pain is very, very intense. But, however, nevertheless, my dear friends, the souls in purgatory are very happy. Why are they happy? They're happy because they know they are going to get to heaven someday. They know they can never sin again. They know they can love God without any temptations and so on. So they're extremely happy. And you know what? They also want to cleanse themselves of all their sins and all the punishments due to their sins. They want to. It's like if we went to a fancy dress ball and we had our work clothes on with all kinds of oil and all kinds of this and all kinds of that, and everybody was dressed up very sharply and nicely and so on, we would feel out of place. And that's what the souls in purgatory would feel in heaven. They can't go to heaven because they know they're out of place. They do not love God sufficiently. They also know they're filled with pride and especially selfishness. It's like we have a shell when we're in purgatory. The shell covers our souls, as it were, and it crusts it over with all kinds of various vices and so on and punishments that we have to bear. And we need to be cleansed of all the things that we have that are wrong with us, especially the self-love and the pride. So we need to learn how to love God more. And this is what wonderful thing about purgatory, because the souls in purgatory want to love God. They see how good God is. Remember, we judge everything on earth by what we know, the realities that we know, but we don't have the realities of the other world. Jesus, God says in the scriptures someplace that you judge as men, but I judge as God. What we judge and the way we figure things out is earthly, but supernatural knowledge is what we will have in purgatory and in heaven, and it's entirely different. Not as man judges, Jesus, God says, but as God judges. Man doesn't fully understand on earth, of course. In purgatory, we will understand much more because we will see the reality of what we've done. We see all our sins and what they've caused us to suffer now. And we are willing to suffer all this. We want to suffer it so we can be admitted into heaven. Because we don't want to go to heaven with any kind of selfishness or any kind of vice or anything that would be wrong. So the souls in purgatory are willing and want to go to heaven. But they don't want to go to heaven until they are purged, purified of all their sins and all their imperfections and all their temporal punishment. Now, that being said, we can say that we have the psalmist tells us, justice and mercy have kissed. All right, what does that mean? That means we have a perfection of justice and mercy. Justice because we must suffer this for our sins. God's justice demands retribution for what we've done. But mercy, maybe we deserve more. And this is what the souls in purgatory understand. They could have been condemned to hell for all eternity. So they're ecstatic, my friends. They're very, very happy. They're filled with joy. And even their sufferings give them joy because they are willing to suffer them, all right, to get cleansed. All right, as I mentioned before, if we have some dirt on us and so on and we're not cleansed, we're willing to scrub a little harder and get that dirt off. We're willing to do that. We want to do that. And that's what purgatory is all about. And the souls in purgatory are very happy. There is no jealousy in purgatory. And if they see souls going to heaven ahead of them, they're also happy because they know that that soul is going to go to heaven and they deserve it. They've paid their price, as it were. And so they're rejoicing with the souls of others that go to heaven. They don't say like we would say, why isn't it me? Why is he getting ahead of me? He was here after me and all that nonsense. That's earthly. No, they know when their time is up for suffering, to suffer what God wants them to do, then they'll be admitted to heaven. So the souls, that being said, the souls in purgatory are filled with joy and they're very happy and they're happy for one another, right? They can't help anybody in purgatory, of course, suffering. Everybody has to do his own suffering. We on earth, as I mentioned last week, we can help them by our prayers and so on. And sometimes Our Lady and God will send the saints down to purgatory to help them. And we know we have all kinds of special days in the church, All Saints Day and Christmas, All Souls Day and Christmas, where priests will say extra masses for the souls in purgatory to get them to heaven. So they welcome those days, of course, and those times when they would be relieved of their sufferings. So we're seeing in purgatory a purification of self-love, all right? A purification of all the self-love, of what we might say a cleansing of this self-love. The crust of self-love gradually will be dissipated, be taken away with suffering. And of course, as I mentioned last week, many souls in purgatory are there for a long, long time, sometimes centuries. We know that some souls will be in purgatory until the end of time. The end of time. They've been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. So, and they're willing to do that because, again, the difference between hell and purgatory, of course, is night and day. They know they could have easily have been condemned to hell for all eternity for their sins. But with the mercy of God and God's grace, they were able to save their souls. Now, one or two things that might be interesting to you. There was one young girl in purgatory who was taken very young, and people said, oh, how sad that this child was, she was so beautiful and she had a whole life and she was taken so young and so forth and so on. We know the old saying, the good die young, that's true. But in this particular case, this soul said that she was very happy to have died young because if she had lived longer, the way she was traveling in the world with vanity and looking for pleasure and so on, she said she may have lost her soul. So she was so happy down in purgatory that she at least saved her soul, where she could have lost it if she had lived longer. Sometimes we don't think about that. So sometimes the good being dying young is good in some respects. Of course, if you save your soul, we want that to happen. And of course, she did save her soul. She was going to be in purgatory for a while, but she needed to be purified of all the vanity that she had and pride and self-love, as you know, we get from this world. Also, we know that we can have what we call the apostolic pardon. When you're dying, the priest, in this giving the sacrament of extreme unction, could include the apostolic pardon, which is a plenary indulgence. That will help souls, where they'll go right straight to heaven. All right? That's a special blessing that souls can get. So we see many, many, many wonderful things about purgatory. The big thing is the great joy that they have in purgatory, because they know that they will soon be in heaven. And they will also know that they could have easily have lost their soul. And they're so grateful to God, and they understand how much love God has for them. That's the thing that they need to know. And that's the thing, each soul in purgatory grows in love for God, because nothing selfish can enter heaven. If we're going to enter heaven, we have to be filled with love for God. And we need to be purged of all the self-love. And what we learn in purgatory, we learn how to love. We learn how to love God above all things, wanting God alone, nothing else but God. And we realize how much God loves us, and we realize how much we have to love Him. And if we can get that lesson right on earth, all right, and we pray for that, and we get the grace, special graces and so on from God and Our Lady, then fine. Then our purgatory will be very short. And by the way, very, very few people go straight to heaven. Very few. I think St. Teresa said in all the times that she was in the convent, she only knew of three Carmelite nuns who went straight to heaven. I believe that's correct, she said that. All right, so we can see if a Carmelite nun has to go to purgatory, how about us? Also, another misconception is a lot of times we see people who we think are very holy and so on, and we know they're going to go straight to heaven, as we think they're going to go straight to heaven, and we sort of forget to pray for them. Oh, they're in heaven already. They died last week, or they died a month ago. Oh, no. There are many souls in purgatory for a long time who appeared holy, but really were filled with pride or filled with other imperfections, and they'll be in purgatory for a long, long time. I told you last week the story of Father Pio, Padre Pio, telling Father John, "Father John, rejoice. I saw your father go into heaven today." And Father John was not too happy. Father John was very sad, in fact, because his father had died 30 years ago, and he was just getting into heaven now. And Father John, I'm sure, prayed at Mass for his father every day, and so on and so forth. And he maybe said to himself, maybe I could have prayed a little longer, made my father's stay shorter, but I didn't. And that's why he was sad. Not sad that his father was going to heaven, but that he had not done enough for them, for him. So the same with us. We need to do much more for the souls in purgatory. We can't just say they're in heaven already. That's not acceptable, because we don't know. We don't know how much God sees in a soul and how much a soul lives his life and in secret and imperfections and everything else and sins. So we don't know. They could be there for a lifetime. If you didn't get life together in your 60 or 70 or 80 years, maybe you have to spend another lifetime in purgatory, 60, 70, 80 years to get it right. One little story that I read about one Christmas, this is kind of interesting, I think. A priest went into his church one Christmas Eve early, and he saw all these people shabbily dressed, and he didn't recognize anybody. And he's, what are they doing here? Who are these people? And he inquired of one of them, and one of them said, "We are souls in purgatory, who, because we didn't adore God enough on earth in the Blessed Sacrament, we have to spend time in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament." So, who knows what God does to souls to make them, to make up for not living a good life. So we need to do even more, my dear friends, right? As you know, many people are careless. They don't go to church on Sundays. They don't do this and do that. They're in jeopardy of losing their soul. And by some good fortune, justice and mercy kiss, as I said, if God in his mercy saves them because somebody's prayers, they're going to have a long, long, long time in purgatory. And who knows how many masses they'll have to go. If they miss mass, say, for 50 years, they will lapse and so on. All right, 50 times 50, that's a lot of masses you're going to have to make up. 50 weeks, 50 years, and that's give or take. I can't figure out the arithmetic now, but as you know, it's a lot of masses. So they may have to attend a lot of masses while they're in purgatory. All right, secretly, however God arranges it, so that they would be going to churches or who knows what. So we don't know. But we do know that the souls in purgatory are very, very happy, very grateful to God. And they can't, of course, wait to get to heaven to love God, but they also know that they need to be purged and purified. And they are willing to wait as long as God wants them to wait. And they're not jealous of anybody who gets there earlier or first. And they rejoice with the other souls in purgatory who are brought to heaven by God at a certain, even ahead of them. And if they've been shorter time than they are, they're still, they know that they have to spend their time to be purified. And they're willing to do it. So, my dear friends, we have much to learn about purgatory, and we need to pray for the poor souls and thank God for this wonderful mercy, because we know nobody's perfect enough to get into heaven, so this is where justice and mercy kiss. Purgatory is a beautiful teaching of our faith, and it allows us to realize that after this life, when we finally realize, when we're dead, what life is all about, we are going to be willing to suffer whatever we have to. And as I said in the opening part, Thomas Aquinas says the sufferings of purgatory are worse than anything we could ever imagine, and they're willing to do it because they want to be purged and purified of all their sins and imperfections. So let us pray for the poor souls, and let us pray for souls that nobody will lose their soul, right? We pray, as Our Lady said, pray and sacrifice for many souls who go to hell. God forbid, because no one prays and sacrifices for them. May the Lord bless you.